You're listening to a Kitchen Counter Podcast Quick Fix. Give me 5 minutes or less, and I'll give you the tools that you can put to work right away in your home kitchen toolkit. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Kitchen Counter Podcast. This is day number 2 in my week-long series on grilling-related quick fixes. Yesterday, on the first episode of this mini-series, I talked about the Simply Perfect barbecue rub, and today I'm going to take it to a complimentary note and talk about a really, really nice barbecue sauce that you can put together fairly easily for your grilling over the 4th. Now, I want to mention, I did do a barbecue sauce episode last summer, almost around this time. And if you want to go check that episode out and look at the recipes that we talked about, it was at kitchencounterpodcast.com/27. That was episode 27. Now, I'm not going to be talking about one of the recipes today that we talked about back then, so this is going to be a new recipe. But if you'd like a little variety, definitely go back and check that out. Now, today's barbecue sauce recipe does contain alcohol. I just want to let you know that. And even though you're going to cook this barbecue sauce, there will be some alcohol left over in it. So if you have a problem with alcohol, whether you have an allergy or any other reason that you don't want to drink or consume alcohol, then this might not be the right barbecue sauce for you. You're not going to get drunk off of eating this barbecue sauce, but there will be alcohol in it. Now, when we talk about alcohol, I'm going to let you know right now that you can use a variety of different kind of alcohols for this barbecue sauce. The barbecue sauce that I made used whiskey, Tennessee whiskey, otherwise known as Jack Daniels. But you could use any sort of a bourbon or a rum to good effect as well. I wouldn't feel right if I told you you had to use Jack Daniels. Any of those darker, more flavorful spirits will work fine. What you wouldn't want to use is something like a vodka, which really doesn't have any flavor, or something like a gin, which is going to have the completely wrong flavor profile for a nice barbecue sauce. So this barbecue sauce is as such. And if you want the recipe, you can head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/68 for the show notes. So we're going to start out with 1 cup of your alcohol. And again, I would use whiskey or rum or bourbon. 1 cup of ketchup, 1 cup of apple cider vinegar, and 1 cup of packed brown sugar. Now, what you want to do is you're going to want to take about a half of an onion and a clove of garlic. And if possible, I recommend putting these into a food processor or a blender to get them nice and pureed. And if you need to put some of the other liquid in with it to do that, like the alcohol, I put the alcohol, the onion, and the garlic all in the blender at the same time and pureed them up. I would recommend doing that. Otherwise, chop them and mince them up as finely as you can. So that was a half of an onion and a clove of garlic. You're going to want a 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, some sort of a hot sauce. I recommend a couple of teaspoons of whether it's a Tabasco or Cholula or something in the red pepper, kind of a vinegary variety. About a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of ground black pepper to taste, and a dash or two of liquid smoke. Now, depending also on how sweet you like your barbecue sauces, you could throw in maybe a tablespoon or so of honey if you'd like. That might be a nice addition. But you simply combine all of these ingredients in a large non-reactive saucepan, so either stainless steel or enameled cast iron would work, and you want to bring the ingredients to a boil. Once you do that, you simply reduce heat and you simmer it uncovered, stirring it once in a while. Now, what you'll find is that the sauce will thicken up a little bit as it cooks. This is not a thick, gooey sauce to begin with. This is going to be more of a finishing sauce, or more of, you could say, a mop sauce or a glaze. But you want to go ahead and simmer uncovered so it reduces maybe about 20 or 25 minutes or so. And that's really it. When you're done, I put them into pint jars and canning lids, and they'll last in the fridge a couple of months at least if I didn't use them, but I'm going to use these up real fast. Now, this particular barbecue sauce has quite a tang to it. It's got that vinegar, it's got the alcohol, the ketchup, so it really has a zing, and not a spicy zing, just kind of a vinegary zing. So if that's not your thing, you might want to look for more of a Kansas City-style barbecue sauce. But I'll tell you, this sauce is absolutely heavenly on pork. So if you're doing pork ribs or pulled pork, it's fantastic. It's a really, really great on chicken. I haven't tried it on beef, but I suspect it would be just as great there too. All right, so there you have it, your super easy homemade whiskey barbecue sauce. Put the bottled stuff from the grocery store away, whip up a batch of this, and impress your family over the weekend. All right, everybody, thank you once again for listening today. Really, really appreciate it. As I mentioned, this episode was part of a 5-part series on grilling. So tomorrow you can expect to hear something new in a quick fix along the lines of grilling. And I'm going to tackle in the next couple of quick fixes some easy vegetable side dishes that you can work up for your barbecue. All right, folks, this is Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Until next time, happy cooking.